A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When the days were completed for their purification, according to the law of Moses, Mary and Joseph took Jesus up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, just as it is written in the law of the Lord. Every male that opens the womb shall be consecrated to the Lord, and to offer the sacrifice of a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons, in accordance with the dictate and the law of the Lord. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, awaiting the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he should not see death before he had seen the Christ of the Lord. He came in the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to perform the custom of the law in regard to him, he took him into his arms and blessed God, saying, "Now, Master, you may let your servant go in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you prepared in the sight of all the peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and glory for your people Israel." The child's father and mother were amazed at what was said about him, and Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, "Behold, this child is destined for the fall and rise of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be contradicted. In you yourself a sword will pierce, so that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed." There was also a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was advanced in years, having lived 7 years with her husband after her marriage, and then as a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple, but worshiped night and day with fasting and prayer. In coming forward at that very time, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were awaiting the redemption of Jerusalem. When they had fulfilled all the prescriptions of the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. The child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Today we celebrate the Feast of the Presentation of the Lord. The way the calendar falls this year, we have five different celebrations which will take priority over the occurring numerical Sunday. Today is one of them. And this day is celebrated 40 days after Christmas. The number 40 appears just once too often in the Gospels and in the Bible to be just coincidence. When we do our homework, we discover that the number 40 means testing, a period of trial, a period of probation, or a sense of completion. Think for a moment. Noah in the ark. The flood lasted 40 days. Christ goes to the desert, is tempted by the devil, 40 days. Ascension Thursday, 40 days after Easter, and here we are, 40 days after Christmas. When the missionaries first went out to preach the faith of Christ crucified and risen from the dead, oftentimes they would find celebrations, purely pagan, nothing to do with Christ at all. And what those missionaries would do, they would leave everything intact, leave the celebration there, baptize it, give it a new meaning. In ancient Rome, there was a celebration around the latter part of December, the beginning of winter, called the Victory of the Sun. The sun had reached its lowest point, no place to go except up, and they celebrated it with great enthusiasm. By the 4th century, that celebration became what we call Christmas. Christ coming to earth at Bethlehem, Christ, the light of the world. Many times in antiquity, big festivities were celebrated at the beginning of the seasons. For example, that victory of the sun I just told you. And in the church, we do something very similar. Christmas time, March 25th is the Annunciation, beginning of spring. June 24th, John the Baptist, the beginning of summer. September 21st, St. Matthew, the most famous of the apostles, the beginning of fall. And every so often, as we look at the calendar again, there's an expression we hear, well begun, half done. We're halfway there. And if we look carefully at the calendar, today and tomorrow is the exact midpoint between the first day of winter and the first day of spring. On this day, we commemorate Christ being presented in the temple, Christ, the light of the world. The days are starting to lengthen now. We've noticed a little bit of daylight in the morning. I remember when I was growing up, we had a paper-covered book, yellow in color, called the Old Farmer's Almanac. And as kids, we used to gather around the kitchen table, and we'd wait with enthusiasm to find a day when the sun was going to rise before 7 o'clock. And around the tail end of January, still happens now, you see that entry, 6:59, we're in. Things are getting better. They have to improve. And as we go farther into the season now, the light continues to get longer and longer. Christ, the light of the world. Another name for today is sometimes called Candlemas Day. On this day, candles used at the masses in church would be blessed, a whole year's supply. And in many places, people would come carrying lighted candles in a procession. Christ, the light of the world, was upon us. When the Mass was finished, the candles would be left in the church. We would leave the church, and we became the candles to show our light, our brilliance, just by the way we lived and just by the things that we happened to do. We can very well be the candles to show others we are Christian, how we live, how we talk, and how we act. The Scouts are here today. It's Scout Sunday. Glad to see you. When you go camping in the woods, you have a flashlight. Nothing else is there. That flashlight means everything, a little light that you have. What song do you sing around the campfire? This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. All this fits into today's celebration. Christ, the light of the world. Without the light, we have nothing. Now, this day, of course, has other names. I went to the seminary in Western Pennsylvania, right near a place called Punxsutawney. You probably hear it on TV about the groundhog. People talk about this day in many and varied ways. But for our purposes today, it's Christ, the light of the world, the light shining in the darkness, getting brighter and brighter each day. Little prayer for today. Lord, give us the grace to be your light, to shine on others and reflect your gloriousness and reflect what you've done for us. Please stand for the creed. Mm-hmm.